Next, I'm going to talk about blood typing and the major blood groups that are found in humans. And these are going to be the ABO groups and the RH blood groups. And these groupings are related to what are called antigens, which are proteins that are attached to the red blood cells. So these are proteins that are attached to the surface of the red blood cell. And you can think of them as marker proteins that identify the cells as belonging in a particular body. And these antigens identify the cell as, well, as I said, belonging to a certain body. There are different forms of antigens that can be found on the red blood cells. Now, what I want to point out is there are many, many, many kinds of antigens that are found on all of our cells. And for this, for the purpose of talking about blood typing, we're just going to talk about the antigens that are involved in identifying blood types. So these are not the only antigens, but the ones we're going to talk about are the A antigen, the B antigen, and then the RH antigen. I also want to point out, and this may not be in your lecture outline, so you may want to add this in, that antibodies are also proteins, and these are not found on the surface of the red blood cells. These are found in the plasma. And antibodies are going to be very important with the blood types because each blood type has certain types of antibodies against the other blood types, or at least most of them do. And these antibodies are found in the plasma, and their job is to attack foreign antigens. So, for example, if I have type A blood and I'm given a transfusion of type B blood, the antibodies in my blood will attack the antigens on that type B blood that was transfused to me and cause what's called a transfusion reaction.